This is Dr. Phyllis Pelzer here serving intentional inspired encouragement with you in mind and myself as well. And I do thank and praise God for this opportunity. And I also want to say thank you so, so very much for listening and supporting Butterfly Podcast. And I pray and trust that the episodes that they are blessing you. And as always, remember to share the blessing, because sharing is caring. So before we go come forth with the encouragement, I just want to say a quick word of prayer. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for this awesome opportunity again to serve on Butterfly Podcast. I pray, God, that you will bless this intentional, inspired encouragement so that we can go forth and be the sons and daughters that you have called and purposed for us to be, to and for your glory, and so that we can soar just like the butterfly. In Jesus' name, amen. So here is today's inspiration, encouragement. I was sitting at my desk and God just brought this to my mind just to share with the audience. This is actually just a reminder to someone. I'm quite sure that this will resonate with someone. And that is that God has no respect of persons. That's right. In the scripture in Romans, in the second chapter, it speaks about that there is no respect of persons with God. So what does that actually mean to you? Actually, what that means to you as well as to myself, because remember, it's intentional, inspired encouragement with you in mind and myself as well. So actually, what it means is that by God not being no respect of persons, it means that God will provide to you, that's right, to you, the opportunity to receive all the blessings that he has available for you. And it's through his plan of salvation. So actually, since this is a faith-based and Christian-based podcast, and this is who the word of God is referring to, that God does not have a respect of persons. So God does not want you to look around and to see and say, you know what, oh, God's doing this for this one, he's doing this for that one, he's doing that for that one, you know. But you know what? You are also in the mind of God. Matter of fact, it's written in Psalms 115, I believe, which states that God is mindful of you. And not only is he mindful of you, but he's mindful of you and your children. That's right. In other words, he's mindful of you and your family. But God is mindful of you, and he just wants you to be encouraged right now, because your blessing is peaking and it is right around the corner. That's right. I'm telling you, this is definitely for someone. I'm telling you, I know that this word on today, this intentional, inspired encouragement, is for you and it is for me. And I'm telling you that your blessing, that it is peaking, it is right around the corner. As a matter of fact, it's almost like I could I'm envisioning like a foot, right? And so like that, it's like coming around the corner. Like you don't see like the whole body of it, right? So you may even have like an inkling, you know, or just a sense that God is about to do something in your life. Matter of fact, something miraculous in your life. So God just sent this vibe. He sent this encouragement on today for you as well as myself, just as a reminder that there is no respecter of persons with God. That's right. And that he is presenting the opportunity. Remember now, he is presenting the opportunity for you to receive the blessings, that's right, that is available for you through his plan of salvation, which is through his word. So in other words, you are called, you are anointed, and you are appointed to be blessed. That's right. Remember, Father God is not a deadbeat dad, and he takes very well care of his children. So get ready to be, to be knocked off your feet. Get ready to be wild, because I'm getting ready to tell you, I'm telling you right now, as God is putting it in my spirit, you just get ready, because God is getting ready to rock the socks off of you. As they would say, rock your socks off. So that way he is going to let you know. And he's going to say, see my son, see my daughter, I'm not a respecter of persons. I didn't forget about you. I was grooming you. I was making you. I was molding you all the while. I was setting things up. I was in the background. I was moving things around. I was orchestrating things, because I knew exactly my blessing was tailored, and it's unique, and it's just for you. Remember this, God is not a respecter of persons on today. So be encouraged and empowered, because I'm telling you that God really did send. He just sent this. He just downloaded this in my spirit on today to share this on Butterfly Podcast, that God is not a respecter of person. He sees you. He did not forget you. And I'm telling you, he is going to bless you, and he's going to bless me. He's going to wow us. That's right. He is going to W-O-W. That's right. He is going to wow us. Why? Because he loves you and he loves me. He loves his children. He loves us just that much, that he would send this reminder to you on today, as well as myself, that he is not a respecter of persons. So be encouraged. And remember, just this one thing, just to give God thanks. Don't forget to tell God thank you. That's right. And don't forget to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Don't forget to show your appreciation, because what God is getting ready to do to you and do for you, I'm telling you, others are going to see that the hand of the Lord was always on your life. Through everything that you've gone through and everything that you may be going through right now, the hand of the Lord is on your life, and you are his chosen. You are his precious child. That's right. He already paid the price. It's not that you have to do anything to earn it or to make it happen. God just wants you to let it happen. That's right. Just let it happen. Why? Because with God, he has no respect to person, and he has chosen you to bless you. He just wants you to receive the opportunity of the blessings that's available just for you. God has no respect to persons, and he loves you.